welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. In 1921, three young musicians from New Orleans journeyed north to Chicago for a gig at Friar's Inn, a cheaply decorated basement room patronized by Chicagoans with money to spend, many of them gangsters. The band was a remarkable success and inspired a generation of young musicians, including Bix Beiderbecke, Joe Sullivan, Gene Krupa, and Benny Goodman. The name New Orleans Rhythm Kings was used by Paul Meres, clarinetist Leon Rapolo, and trombonist George Brunies when they were not on the bandstand at Friar's Inn and in a series of loosely related recording sessions between 1922 and 25. Their influence on classic jazz musicians worldwide and their repertory continues to this day. In this hour, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and their music, particularly as played by recent New Orleans musicians, starting here with the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra playing Eccentric. Eccentric, also known as That Eccentric Rag, played there by Eddie Bayard and the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra. On that particular album, Jacques Côté was clarinet and soprano sax, Eddie Bayard, cornet and leader, and some of the other outstanding New Orleans players like Tom Ebbett on trombone, David Bedinghouse piano, Amy Sharp, banjo. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Rhythm Kings trumpeter Paul Meres made his only other recordings in 1936, reviving the name Friars Society Orchestra. Trombonist Santo Pecora led a group called the New Orleans Rhythm Kings for many years on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. As recently as the 1980s, two competing bands played in New Orleans, billing themselves as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, though neither had any relation to or authorization from still surviving band members. Now, as I've said, trombonist George Brunies came from a notable extended musical family in New Orleans. He was a self-taught tailgate trombonist who never read music, he didn't practice, and yet was known for his ability to play without warming up. Brunies' lengthy career included stints with Ted Lewis, Louis Prima, Bobby Hackett, and Art Hodes, lengthy association with the Eddie Condon Gang, and the landmark 1939 Muggsy Spanier Ragtime Band. In the 70s, Brunies joined in a tribute to the Rhythm Kings assembled by pianist Art Hodes. The session also included sometimes band member Volley Defoe, who played clarinet with New Orleans Rhythm Kings and with the Merritt Brunies Band that followed on at Friar's Inn. Here from a mint copy of the out-of-print LP Friar's Inn Revisited is a tune from the core repertory of New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Angry, with an odd bit of vocalese from George Brunies. Thank you.
all Chicago's jazz band. It's full of pep. Watch your step go slow. And when you hear that trumpet man, oh well, he's simply grand. And the man upon the ivories is a melody man. Oh, angry, please don't be angry, for we the boys from the art Hody band.
Angry, Art Hody's Friars Inn Revisited, featuring George Brunies and Volley Defoe. It was a 1978 Delmark Records release on LP. I don't believe that's been reissued on CD. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is a tribute to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, particularly as their music is played today by New Orleans jazz musicians on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. We'll turn to the Tin Roof Blues. There actually was a Tin Roof Cafe in New Orleans, and this tune is associated with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, first performed on record by them, copyrighted by various members. And on this 1934 recording, we have Wingy Minone, and we have the trombonist George Brunies. Then we'll turn to a Silverleaf Jazz Band, real good recording of Tin Roof Blues from their Streets and Scenes of New Orleans album with a vocal by Chris Tile. This lyric's rarely heard, by the way, on Tin Roof. Jacques Cotet's back again on the reeds, Dave Sager trombone, John Gill drums from the Good Time Jazz label. Finally in the set, a tune recorded in 1925 by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, written by Santo Pecora, Everybody Loves Somebody. And this is after the New Orleans Rhythm Kings returned to New Orleans. We've got Leon Rapolo on clarinet, Paul Meres leading on trumpet, Santo Pecora on trombone, Charlie Cordillo on the reeds, Glenn Long on piano, and Chink Martin brass bass. We'll follow that with something I'm kind of doing all through the set here, a more recent rendition. Again, the Silverleaf Jazz Band, really good album from Good Time Jazz Records, called Great Composers of New Orleans. Thank you.
seen him in gay Havana, Birmingham, Alabama, and say they simply can't compare with my hometown, New Orleans. When you see that old tin roof cafe where they play the blues till break of day, fascinating babies hanging round, dancing to the meanest band around. Oh Lord, how they can play those blues. When the leader man starts to play it low, folks get on the floor and sway to and fro. They got a kind of rhythm can't be beat till that old floor man yells, hey, move those feet. I'm telling you, I've got those tin roof blues. Thank you.
Everybody Loves Somebody Blues. Chris Tile, the main leader of that band. Silverleaf, great composers of New Orleans jazz. I've been very impressed with the Silverleaf. They consistently have put out exciting albums, solid musicianship, just a very high caliber. Dave Redlauer, glad you could be with me for the best in classic jazz, old and new, something I call jazz rhythm. George Bruni's, the trombonist, was one of the important members of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, both the original and the remakes in 1934. The Bruni's family was a large, extended family of New Orleans musicians born between 1884 and 1907. Abby, originally named Albert, born 1900, cornet player, led the Halfway House Orchestra, and later in 1940 led the Bruni's Brothers Dixieland Band. Born 1902 was trombonist George Bruni's, one of the best-known tailgate trombonists from New Orleans and a key member of New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Lesser-known brother, trombonist Henry Bruni's, played in New Orleans brass bands, worked for a time in the band of brother Merritt Bruni's in Chicago. Younger brother George Bruni's considered Henry the best musician in the Bruni's family. Least known of all are Ada, a sister and guitarist, Richie, a cornetist in New Orleans brass bands, Rudy, who played bass, and cousin Little Abby, actually Albert, again, a drummer. So that's sort of a picture of the extended family. The father was, a violin player. Some of the brothers had trades as brewers or bricklayers. Several of the brothers managed to become professional musicians and survived that way well into the 40s, again with their Bruni's Brothers Dixieland Band in Biloxi, Mississippi after 1944. So here's a mixed set of first a tune that was recorded by the Halfway House Orchestra in 1925. This is Abby Bruni's. Leon Rapolo and Charlie Cordella are reeds, so again, it's closely related to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Joe Loyocano, not to be confused with his brother who was bassist with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, is here playing trombone on an unusual composition, the origin of which is unknown even to this day, Barataria, B-A-R-A-T-A-R-I-A, Barataria. Then we'll hear a rendition by the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra, once again, you know, alternating between original versions and new recordings. We start with Abby Bruni's Halfway House Orchestra, Barataria. the New Orleans Classic Jazz Orchestra on their stomp-off CD Blowin' Off Steam, which contains several of the tunes recorded by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and the closely related Halfway House Orchestra. We heard Leon Rapolo also playing clarinet on the original 1925 Halfway House version of Barataria. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me during this final chapter of a tribute to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, particularly featuring their music as played by New Orleans musicians today on Jazz Rhythm. For more about jazz or this program, you're invited to peruse my website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Or you can also check out the publication Mississippi Rag, which provides promotional support for this program. The Mississippi Rag is a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details available at www.mississippirag.com. More later from that classic Tiger Rag from 1923. Rhythm Kings clarinetist Leon Rapolo also played saxophone and guitar. Born upriver from New Orleans, he became a fan of the marching bands he heard in the streets. Fellow musicians sometimes called him Rap, a nickname based on his last name, Rapolo. In fact, his father sometimes used an Americanized version of their name and was known as Charles Rap, with two P's. Leon first went north with Bee Palmer's 1919 band, which she called New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Rapolo never made any records via the electrical microphone process, and most of his sides were made for the notoriously low-fidelity Jeanette Records. Later clarinetists, though, such as Benny Goodman and Irving Fazola, considered Rapolo an important influence. Sadly, after returning to New Orleans from Chicago and doing some recording, Rapolo went insane. In 1925, he was confined to a mental institution for the majority of his life. Though he continued to play, organizing a band in the institution, he did come home to New Orleans for periods and even played with bands when a relative or friend could look after him, but he eventually returned to the institution and died there in 1943. Among the remarkable recordings Leon Rapolo made in New Orleans during 1925 were two sides with the Halfway House Orchestra. His saxophone playing is heard to good advantage on Pussycat Rag.